This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
It's Dunedin Community House, and of course that's where you'll find ORFM as well on the second floor. They're part of a wider whānau of community-based organisations here at 43 Princes Street. Among them, also MS Otago, and it is MS Awareness Week, so we thought we'd catch up with Katie Burns, Community Connect with MS Otago. Kia ora, nice to have you with us.
Kia ora, Jeff, good morning.
MS Awareness, I guess it's always important to be elevating conversations about MS. Just remind us, Katie, you know, what's the basis of the work that your team does? I'm talking about you, basically, aren't I?
MS Otago is just me. So I cover all of Otago and I provide support, information, advocacy and education to people who are affected by MS. So that could be the person themselves and their support networks. We also work with other people with neurological conditions because we have a number of quite rare conditions in Otago as well.
Tell us a little bit more about that, because part of this conversation during MS Awareness Week will be demystifying a little bit about what MS is. How would you describe how it kind of manifests in various ways?
Yeah, so MS is really tricky because it's a condition where the immune system is attacking the central nervous system, which is your brain and your spinal cord and your optic nerve. The symptoms can really quite various and can show up in lots of different places in the body. And another thing is pretty much every symptom of MS can be a symptom of something else. So it makes that diagnosis process quite difficult for the patient and for the medical field as well. Some of the most common first symptoms are things like vision issues. So that can be as extreme as complete blindness, but it can be also quite hard for people to pinpoint. Like it might be something like colours are a little bit duller than they used to be. Another one is sensory issues. So that can feel like itching or burning in your skin. And again, that can be in one place or multiple places, and that can kind of come and go. And then balance and mobility issues as well.
So all of those could be symptoms of something else as well.
Exactly. Yeah, so it makes it really hard.
And so, you know, and when a diagnosis is reached, it might even be at the consequence of quite a long and complicated process, maybe a few visits to the doctor, some specialist conversations and all that kind of thing. And then when the diagnosis comes, I suppose for many that can be something of a shock.
Absolutely. And everyone really experiences that diagnosis process completely differently. But I say there's always kind of a grief process that goes with diagnosis, and it can be, you know, that process into diagnosis. We've had everywhere from 2 days to 20 years and everything in between. So yeah, for some people it can be quite a long time. So for some people it can be quite a relief to get that diagnosis and know that there really is something going on and some things that can happen to help. And then for other people it's a complete shock and it's come out of nowhere.
Now, we know it's still a very mysterious condition, and we know that for many they'll experience ongoing symptoms for quite some time. When you say there are things that can help, what typically are the kinds of supports and things that can help someone once a diagnosis has been achieved?
So generally the process now, once someone is diagnosed, is they will go on to something called a disease-modifying treatment, or a DMT. So there's 5 different types for relapsing remitting MS, which is the most common, and 1 type for primary progressive MS, which is like a progression from the onset. So generally people will go on to one of those as long as they meet the criteria. Unfortunately, not everybody does. So those, the idea of those is they help stop or limit the attacks that happen in MS, which should help stop or limit the disability progression that we often see in MS.
Many people who get a diagnosis, they're in the middle of their working lives. It can have impacts on that, but not necessarily end someone's career. They can have and manage symptoms for quite some time.
Oh, absolutely. And so the average age for diagnosis is 37,
right,
which is obviously like a huge age for most people who are building careers and building families and doing all that, you know, really big stuff in their lives. And I guess that is a fear sometimes that we hear through diagnosis, is that people are afraid all that's going to have to stop, but that's absolutely not the case. It is a manageable condition, and there's lots of things that people can do themselves, things we should all be doing, you know, really good exercise, really good diet, really good sleeping patterns, all that sort of stuff. Also goes an absolutely massive way into helping managing those symptoms.
And so I guess your role has been your own role and the kind of national body to gather together resources that can help people understand the condition better.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have wonderful resource packs from MS New Zealand, which have a whole bunch of information in them. And then also MS New Zealand has lots of great information on different symptoms, different types of the DMT medications and what they might mean for you. Lots of great resourcing on there.
And even in the time that you've been with MS Otago, have you noticed new resources, new research coming out all the time around this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a changing landscape. So the one medication I mentioned before for primary progressive MS, that's been in the time that I've worked for MS Otago. So that's been in the last nearly 2 years, so that's only just come out. And before that, there was nothing. So that's a huge leap forward for people who experience that progressive type of disease.
Now, you're covering a huge territory, Katie. roughly, can you say how many families you're involved with across the regions at the moment?
So we have over 200 on our books. We know there's lots more out there, but I'm really, really passionate that people should come to us when they're ready to come to us. So we generally take self-referrals. Sometimes we'll take referrals through, GPs and allied health and neurology and things like that. But, it's very important to me that people come to us when they're ready for that support.
And support takes place in all sorts of different ways. For some, I imagine it's just access to information. What about access to others who are going through something similar?
Yeah, so we currently have 7 group meetings a month. So 2 in Dunedin, 2 in Mosgiel, 1 in Balclutha, 1 in Oamaru, and 1 in Alexandra. That's a good place where people can come together and discuss and really connect with others who are in a similar situation.
Now that you've been putting on some film screenings recently, tell us about those.
Yeah, so last year, MS Australia, in conjunction with a woman named Laura, created a movie called Take My Hand, which is Laura's true story of developing MS and what that looked like for her and her story. So we've been showing, so last week we had showings in Oamaru and in Dunedin here at the museum, and this week we have one in Alexandra tomorrow night, and then one in Balclutha next Wednesday.
Okay. Any other initiatives that are underway as part of MS awareness at the moment?
So we've created some Awareness Week posters, which has kind of the top information, I suppose, for people to be aware of MS. So we've been sharing those to some businesses and organisations and GP offices and things within Otago, just to create more of that awareness in the community.
Now, of course, this is House Guest, The Spot, our regular Monday spot here on ORFM, where we talk with individuals and organisations who use the facilities here. So you're based at Dunedin Community House?
Yes, so we're on level 2, same as you.
And how does that work for your organisation in terms of being connected with others in the social services sector?
Yeah, it's really great to just, you know, be able to pop out into the hallway and have a conversation with someone, especially, like I said, I work on my own. So it's really great to have people around to kind of bounce some ideas off and really know what's happening in the sector, rather than everyone being in their own, wee bubble.
Yeah. Okay, so clearly a lot of work to do in this area, and you're a busy person. What can our listeners do to support the work that MS Otago does?
So helping to create some of that awareness, not just of MS, but of MS Otago. We have people come to us all the time and say, we would have come to you earlier if only we knew you existed. So, yeah, really kind of spreading that message that we're here and we're here to help, you know, should people want to. We, of course, always, like every other not-for-profit, are in need of donations. And financial support is always fantastic. But, yeah, definitely that awareness of our services and how we can help people.
If we want to make a donation, how would we do it?
So the easiest way would be to go onto our website, which is msotago.org.nz. And there's just a button on there that says donate. So if you just click that button, it'll take you straight through to our donation page.
Speaking of awareness, it'd be a good idea to tune into MS Momentum as well. Katie, tell us more about that.
Yes, so our next show is actually this week. So it plays on the third Wednesday of each month at 12:30. So really great timing that it's playing on Awareness Week. And for this week, our guest is Rachel Hoffman, who is the clinical lead for MS New Zealand. And because it's MS Awareness Week, we're going to be talking about what excellence in MS care looks like in 2025 and what are some of the kind of barriers and challenges to that.
Great conversation. Look forward to that. And, of course, you can back capture all the previous editions of MS Momentum from our website, oar.org.nz, and look for it across your favourite podcast platforms as well. Katie, thanks for popping by, neighbour, here at Dunedin Community House for our house guest spot today. Thanks for shedding a little light on MS and the campaign at the moment to lift awareness of it in our communities. Thanks so much for all the great work that you're doing as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.